Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We are still in this chapter in which we are commanded to command the right from forbidding the evil. With regard to that, we read quite a few ayat of the Quran Sharif, and after the ayat of the Quran Sharif, the introduction is given to this chapter. And as we understand that this is a very important command of Allah to command the right and to forbid the wrong. And unfortunately, that is not in us, and even encouragement of the right, that also has gone out of us. And today, unfortunately, we have reached that stage which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had foretold, that we not only encourage the wrong, but we command the wrong. Like the schooling of our children, dressing, various occasions, some birthday parties, some other occasion, some wrong things, and we command that to be that people must do the wrong. So this is a very serious and a very dangerous situation that we have brought ourselves in. Further, to encourage good and forbid evil is an obligatory responsibility upon every Muslim. As an introduction to the subject, it is said here that to encourage good and forbid the evil is an obligatory, that is, it is a responsibility upon every Muslim. One of the primary reasons for this is that when good is not promoted and evil is allowed to flourish, the entire community is weakened because of the moral degradation. The evil that we find ourselves in starts from the root cause, that we are not commanding the right and we are not forbidding the evil. And here we have to understand that there is a difference between commanding and encouraging. That to command is one thing, that also we are commanded to do. For all our subordinates, our children, family, etc., whoever it is, we are commanded that we see that we command the right. And if we can't do that, at least to encourage that which is right and what is wrong. But today it has become the opposite. The wrong things are being encouraged, and the wrong things are in fact being forbidden. So we should try and reverse this, and it is our duty to correct these matters. And to this attitude of not commanding the right and not forbidding the wrong, and it not being common in the Ummah, this has resulted in the degradation of the Ummah and where we find ourselves in. One should therefore strive to save people from the darkness of disbelief and misguidance. Today when, for example, in our schools, Darwin's theory of evolution is taught, and our own children are going, the Big Bang theory is taught, and it is taught in such a way, and they have to do assignments on it, they get marks on it, it's an examination question, and they write according to that, then the Iman is in a very, very great and dangerous situation. And we are all aware, but we just brush it aside and just sweep it under the carpet. And that is not going to solve the problem at all. These are very dangerous things, and a Muslim lives not for this life, but for the life of the year after. That is the main life. This dunya's life is temporary and is going to get finished. And the akhirat's life is forever and is going to be forever and ever. So that is what we should give importance to. May Allah make us understand this basic concept of commanding the right, forbidding the evil, and at the least this level to encourage the right and to discourage the wrong. At least at that level we should to bring ourselves. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the offering, inshallah. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله وبحمده